A 15-member ChristianiCare team performed site visits and interviews with DOC staff and contracted medical personnel over a six-week period at no cost to the state. The health system's final report makes eight main recommendations, mostly relating to leadership restructuring and communication among frontline healthcare providers. Department of Correction Commissioner Claire DeMatteis.
I think what has happened that this report highlights is we've become too siloed. The medical team has become too siloed from the behavioral health team. The medical team has become too siloed from the bureau. The medical team has become too siloed from, in some instances, perhaps the leadership of the facility. We have to break down those silos.
The report also says the prison system's five-year-old medical record system is inadequate and needs to be replaced. DeMatteis says that will require a $3 to $5 million increase to the DOC budget. The report also mentions a persistently high turnover rate with numerous vacancies in the correctional health care system. DeMatteis says the DOC will begin work on addressing the report's recommendations at the start of the new year. The contract for the DOC's medical provider connections is up in June. That contract is out to bid. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.